Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 51, In Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5:14. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. End of verse. Scripture refers to those who are saved as being in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. You have a new identity. This is part of God's grace, something God does. 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ, and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. End of verses. Understanding our new identity in Christ is an important key to following Jesus. Our position in Christ is what aligns us with God's grace, the many blessings freely given by God. We have already looked at many of the blessings that are ours by God's grace if we are in Christ, as discussed in chapters 28 to 34. Bullet point. Because Jesus shed his blood, our sins are forgiven. Bullet point. Because Jesus died, we are set free from sin. Bullet point. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have new life. Bullet point. Because Jesus is exalted, the Holy Spirit is poured out. Bullet point. We are members of one body, the body of Christ. Bullet point. God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. End of bullet points. Let's consider a few more verses related to being in Christ. Romans 8, 1-2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Galatians 3, 25-26. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. End of verse. These verses clarify some more blessings we have if we are in Christ. Bullet point. We are no longer condemned. Bullet point. We are set free from the law of sin and death. Bullet point. We are all sons of God through faith. Bullet point. We are God's workmanship created to do good works. Bullet point. We have been brought near to God. End of bullet points. One of our enemy's greatest deceptions is to keep believers from understanding their new identity in Christ, so they'll continue to live like unsaved people. Don't fall for it. God has greatly blessed us, his people. Let's live in that blessing. Ephesians 5:8 NIV. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For further reflection, read the 11 bullet points above aloud, making them personal. For example, change are to my, and we are to I am. Ephesians 1, 3-14. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. Philippians 1:1 and Colossians 1:2, to those who are in Christ. 1 John 3:1-3, we are called children of God. And a book reference, Victory Over the Darkness by Neil Anderson, Realizing the Power of Your Identity in Christ.